Now, do you ever think about how much time you spend on your phone? According to a report from the media regulator Ofcom, on average we spend 2 hours and 28 minutes per day. What do you think? How important is your phone to you? Do you actually ever worry about how much you use it? And here's the question, could you give it up? Commentator Paul Martin is with us. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And social media expert Niamh McElhattan. Hello, Niamh.
Good morning, Vincent.
Don't you start that now. I'm telling you, I get that more and more. I think people just like to irritate me. But what do you think, Niamh? Could you give up your phone? And does 2.5 hours a day seem like a lot to you?
Well, no, not at all. If I'm completely honest, it's more than 2.5 hours. I would, hand on heart, love to be able to give up my phone. But during the working week, unfortunately, that is not an option. But learning to put it down at the weekend, 100% yes, please.
Why do you think we get so sucked into it, Paul Martin? Because I think I probably spend more than 2.5 hours a day on my phone.
Well, you do. And any listener of this show will know very well who follows you on Twitter, or if they're really unlucky like me, they follow you on Instagram, where you love to post pictures of your torso as you jump on a unicorn in a swimming pool.
That's a very specific post that you've brought up time and time again, Paul Martin.
Is
there any truth in the rumour that you have printed that out?
Well, there's a few copies around the office, but I'm not saying whose office.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, I'll be honest with you here, okay? I think the big problem here is women. Women are ruining their relationships.
Women.
So women are. I'm gonna call it out here, and it's not going to be popular, and people are going to accuse me of being misogynistic and sexist and all these things, none of which I am, but. Women are ruining their relationships. The research shows that, you know, women spend more time doing this than men. And you know something? I tell you what, it's actually true. Women are bringing their mobile phones to the bedroom now, sitting on Instagram and Facebook, liking other people's relationship pictures. You know, messy. A great one that I'm constantly seeing at the minute.
Why are you saying that's just women? What about men that do that? My goodness.
We don't do it. I'm going to give you an example.
Oh, my God.
The amount of women that I have seen recently putting on hashtag relationship goals, hashtag couple goals on other couples' pictures while they're lying in bed next to their own partner on Instagram. In the bedroom should be for two things.
Yeah, yes, and we don't need to know what they're for.
Sleeping or making love. But women are now turning it into... But women are more interested now in bringing their Instagram accounts to bed than they are having time...
What utter nonsense, Paul Martin. Niamh McElhattan, what do you think?
I have to stop you there, Paul. I totally disagree. I think men are just as guilty as women, full stop. But I think my concern, this is not just about social media usage, this is about smartphone addiction. And I think the concerns that we're actually looking about, yes, relationships are one area, but I actually have to say it's about mental well-being, it's about getting downtime, it's about switching the phone off. I read a piece of research lately that all you have to give your kids a day, and not all, but if they have 8 minutes of your uninterrupted, undivided attention, that is enough stimulus for them to feel good about themselves. So I think as parents, it's putting the phone down and giving your kids your full attention. If some of your colleagues...
Can I just say, actually, that's a really good point. I'll tell you why, and I'll give you an example myself, which makes you look like a terrible parent. I was having breakfast with my beautiful baby daughter, Isabel, this morning. She's not a baby anymore. She's to me. She's 9 years old, or 10 years old, rather. And I made her porridge. We made porridge, bananas. It's like a scene out of the Waltons. You know, I had it all set out there and everything.
Yes.
Now, I was getting a lot of work emails, genuinely.
Get to the point, Paul Martin.
Well, I was getting a lot of work emails, so I started looking at my phone to check them while she was telling me about things, and we were having breakfast together, and I just caught myself on and thought, this is ridiculous. You know, I could at least give Isabel 5 minutes of my time without looking at a phone. But I do think women are the chief perpetrators of this.
No,
I really,
Paul,
really do.
Catch yourself on. I think you have issues that you need to deal with at home, and that's why you're so cross about this.
Well, I'm sure he'd want to reply to that.
Anybody knows me knows I've got plenty of issues, and not just in the home. But I'm telling you now, it's not just me, and I'm hoping that the men will ring in and back me up on this.
I'm being humble.
All right, let's go to the phones. Robert, the taxi driver. Just when you thought what day is it? Thursday couldn't get any better. Robert's on the line. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Finney. What about you? Well, I would be what you call old school. I've never used a computer, Facebook, or internet in my life. I've never texted anybody in my life. I've got a top-up phone. Truthfully and honestly, people with technology now is taking up too much time in their lives. I would be a regular walker, and on a lot of occasions out walking with a dog, people walk into you and they're stuck on their phones and they haven't even got the manners to say sorry.
But we know all this, so Robert, like, we know we stare at our phones too much, so why do people not do something about it? Do we just like it too much, Robert?
Well, I think technology is just practically now is controlling the world's population. People can't do without it. They're obsessed with it. Mm. You know, if you walked into a bar, you walk into a restaurant, people are stuck on their phones. What's that all about?
Yeah, I've seen that in a restaurant, people there for dinner and they're all on their phones and nobody is talking.
Well, to be honest with you, Vinny, me and you were out socialising together...
That could happen,
and,
Robert.
You were stuck on your phone all night.
Are you asking me out for dinner?
No. I'm just there.
You wouldn't.
Here.
If you saw the picture of him on the unicorn, you definitely wouldn't.
If you and I were out socialising, Vinny, and you were on your phone all night, I'd say, Vinny, see you next time you're going out. I'll never go out alone with you. People, people can't communicate. Even as a taxi driver, you try and draw up conversations.
But some people don't want to talk to the taxi driver. I get what you're saying, but you could talk the head of anyone, and some people might pretend that they can't hear you.
Well, throwing a switch in there, I'd like to know why the BBC has all the young people on top table. Why have we not got all the regular callers, George, Norman?
So you want to take the programme that's on BBC One that's aimed at young people, giving them a platform, and put old people in there?
Well, I think the BBC, regarding Top Table, have forgot about the middle-aged population and the senior citizens. Why is these people not to put on the Top Table?
You would take the young people off it and put old people on.
Well, let's put it this way. Who's built up the BBC Nolan show? The regular callers.
Yeah, but whereas he might present...
he's built it up.
No, I would not. He would say, despite the fact that Stephen Nolan presents Top Table, it is a totally different programme from both the Nolan show and Nolan Live. And whatever else he might be doing. Niamh, yes, you want back in?
Yeah, just wanted to interrupt there. I think the problem is, we are all aware that this is a problem, right? So it's about taking responsibility and
doing
something about it. So
it's an ego problem.
Can I finish my sentence, Paul? I think we have to take responsibility. Nothing is going to change. We can sit there and watch it, but unless we actually say, right, phones down, Wi-Fi switched off so there's no temptation to look, we have to take responsibility individually. We can't wait for somebody else to do it for us. So it's up to us to do it.
Okay.
I think the biggest point here, Billy.
Yes,
sorry,
Paul.
Let me jump in. But it's a genuine point.
You have 10
here. not long. You're nearly there. So, the biggest point about it is this thing. Nobody's asked the question here, but why are people taking their phones everywhere? It's not to take phone calls anymore. The amount of phone calls made has actually gone down in these
statistics. It has. It's dropped.
Right? So what's that all about? I'll tell you what that's all about. It's because of egotistical maniacs who literally... Now, I am one of these people sometimes, but again, I find that women are doing this more. All you need to do is go on an Instagram and you do the male-female breakdown for me, okay? Do it yourself. People can't leave the house without their phone because they literally want to turn their life into an ego-fueled true life story.
I don't think that's totally true. You're being unfair because some people need their phones to do their job. And I do follow you on Instagram, Paul Martin. And my goodness, posing, it's like looking at Katie Price sometimes, the things you're getting up to.
I think you are trying to portray
a certain image to people that follow you on Twitter or Instagram
or
whatever. Hold on a second, Paul, finish your point.
That is ego fueled. I have a massive ego, and that's well known.
Is he criticising himself?
And it's slightly tongue in cheek, but I have a massive ego. So yeah, I'm exactly one of those people.
Right, Niamh, you want back in there before we bring on another caller? Niamh, go ahead.
Let's look at the science here, right? So it's not ego driven. There is that dopamine release and that effect in the primate brain that we want that instant gratification.
Yeah, living for likes.
And that we all flourish under compliment. Of course we do when somebody says, wow, you look great. Wow, that's stunning. Look at your handbag. Look at your car. Look at your holiday. And it's all of that, right?
It's very shallow.
Actually, But it's that instant gratification, and we as human beings absolutely adore being complimented. So if we're not getting that gratification in our real life, if we do the pose, do the pout, you know, take the sunset picture, we get that online, and it's not just Instagram. It's so much more than that.
Okay, let's bring another caller, Mickey Todd in Belfast. Good morning, Mickey.
How are you doing?
Do you get glued into your phone? Do you spend 2.5 hours a day staring at it?
No, not at all. God's sake. I just, once it rings, I answer it, and that's it. Unless I'm phoning radio also, of course.
Uh-huh. Are you on social media?
No.
So why do you think people are so addicted?
I don't know. I have no clue. Don't know.
Why have you rang?
I was just thinking about Robert, the taxi driver.
He's still there, I think. Robert, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
He's still here. You can't get rid of him. Frank Mitchell must be off air. Go ahead to Mickey. Robert's there.
He said, Robert, I couldn't do Robert's job at all as a taxi driver, right? Because constant people talk behind my back.
Oh, dear.
Don't get any better.
All right. Can I ask a question of you guys?
Seven minutes to Sian and counting.
Okay.
Go ahead, Paul.
Come on. Sorry, I managed to shut up there for 30 seconds, which is the record.
Get to the point.
Let me ask, guys. Robert and who is it? Sorry?
Mickey.
Robert and Mickey. Nice to talk to you this morning. Robert and Mickey, are you in a relationship with women, and do they bring their phones to the bedroom?
That's a very personal question.
Hold on a second.
You do not have to answer that unless you want to answer that.
It's a question. It's a valid question.
Yeah, it is, but it's a very personal question.
Yeah, and if they did, would you tell them?
Well, if you shut up, they might answer you.
Okay.
There's your answer. Ian, a more important. Good morning, Ian.
Good luck to you, Vinny, this morning, because you're having a hard one, boy.
It's Paul Martin. You'll notice that Paul's not on that often when Stephen's on. He'd melt your head.
It's not true.
What do you think, Ian? Anyway, staying on point, back to the mobile phones, 2.5 hours a day we're stuck into it. In fact, we're making less calls, but we think that the internet is an essential part of our life now.
Well, I'm not. I must be one of the saddest people in the world, because my phone doesn't leave the car, and the only time when somebody rings me in the car, I answer the person, it doesn't leave the car.
And why do you do that?
Because I don't need it. I don't need Facebook. I don't need to understand why people want to know what they're eating or all that crap. I just don't understand it. I never can grasp. To me, is my social media makes things very antisocial. People don't talk. So I like to talk to people. I don't want to talk to a box or send a message through a machine.
Yeah.
But like,
I get what you're saying, and I suppose, as with everything, Ian, there is a balancing act to be done. If it's eating food that you like, eating too much of it's bad for you. You know, everything in moderation.
We're putting this. If my wife came to the bed with a phone, right, I would have big concerns with a lot of things.
I'm worried where this sentence is going. What do you mean?
Yeah. why would somebody sit in bed and take a phone to the bedroom and start typing messages?
Well, there's probably a couple of answers to that. I would look at my phone in bed. At the minute I am trying to change my car, so I would look on the car websites, and I would look at them, and as opposed to watching TV. So Paul Martin, what's the difference then to doing that? Why not?
The difference is when you're lying next to a woman or a man, or you're in a relationship, and the bedroom is like that time you get to snuggle up and spend a bit of intimate time.
Yes.
Ideally, somebody's looking at somebody else's relationship instead.
I was looking at shiny cars. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's up to you. I mean, you love car. You probably love car. You have no real love. Your biggest love is your dog. We all know that.
Dogs, plural. Niamh, what do we do? How do we try and detox ourselves?
Well, I think it's just taking the realisation that this is an issue. So becoming aware is the first step, that you do look at your phone too much. So in the evenings when you get home, here's the reality. Most people finish at 5:30, 6 p.m. in the evening. So replying to emails at 9:30 at night are not typically necessary. So you know what? Don't put yourself under any pressure to reply until the following morning. That's from a work point of view. When you're at home with your kids, turn the phone on silent. Turn the Wi-Fi off so you're not being interrupted with beeps and everything else. Now, my kids are 8 and 10, so they're not at that demand kind of teenage years where they want to be glued to their phone.
They're not far off it.
Stop it. Don't remind me. Thank you. So what some households do is they have little phone ports. So they literally, everybody puts their phone in that corner. So if they're eating dinner, all the phones are over there. Like, I would go insane if I thought it would get to the stage where we'd be having a family dinner and the kids would be on their phone. So put the phones away inside the kitchen, put them in a box, put them out of the road. I think out of sight, out of mind. And here's the thing, and we all know this, and this is me being a mummy watching girls grow up, is that time goes so flipping quickly.
Mm.
So, you know, spend that precious time, you know, be aware that we're spending too much time on the phone. And listen, it's not FOMO. You're not missing anything,
yeah.
You know? The most precious thing you can do is spend it with your loved ones and your friends.
Just briefly, Niamh, because a lot of people now use phones as a form of entertainment. So instead of watching the TV, instead of watching a movie or something, so should we really be looking at a wider scale problem? You're staring at some kind of screen, you're not talking, or is TV more acceptable?
This goes into the actual light behind the screen time, the brightness of the light and all of that. And there's a whole methodology and science behind that, which we probably don't have time for today.
Nope, not this morning.
But if you're going to watch a movie on Netflix, you know, cuddle up together and watch it together instead of having three separate devices and being totally isolated.
All right, let me bring in Frank, a last call on this for today. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm tired now. Paul Martin has that effect on you. He'd leave you exhausted. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, this is what I have to say. About being in the bedroom. People, when they're in the bedroom, snore.
Right.
And big wind.
Right.
And one of them has a mobile that doesn't stop ringing all night.
Uh-huh.
You're better sleeping on your own bed in a different room. And you have a better life.
You think not only get rid of the phone in the bedroom, you think get rid of your partner?
Yes.
That's a bit harsh. Do you sleep beside anyone at night, Frank? This is a very personal question.
It's not harsh because my wife snores.
Right.
At times.
Does she know you're on
your
the radio telling people that she snores?
Beside me here, aye.
What's her name?
Zulma. Z-U-L-M-A. Zulma.
What? I'm not sure what she's shouting. You're in trouble, Frank.
No, she's laughing. She's laughing.
What's her name?
Zulma. Z-U-L-M-A.
Hello, good morning to you. Partner, you snore.
What?
I don't know what that was. Anyway, Frank, we have to go. But Frank, thank you very much. Niamh Michael Hatton, thank you. Paul Martin, thank you very much.